It's Susie from MERP, and I'm here with Rebecca Black. How are you?
Hi. I'm great. How are you?
Welcome. Good. Welcome to Portland. You actually missed the snow. We had snow like a week ago.
Fantastic. I mean, I love the snow because I never get to have it, but awesome. Thanks
and
for having me.
You're from south of us. You're from California?
I am. So. I'm from Anaheim.
Nice. A little warmer.
A little bit. Barely.
Have you been to Portland before?
Yes. I saw actually the eclipse. I came here like for the eclipse last year. Of course, I drove down to Salem to see it, and I also toured here last year, too.
Good. Okay. Yeah. So, very briefly, I want to just recognize in 2011, you became very, very famous and notorious for a song that you did, mm-hmm. and it went viral.
It did.
And you received some negative attention for that.
I did.
At 13 years old.
Yes.
And I'm sorry. I just want to say sorry for the human population for doing that, because that's really lame.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. Thank you.
You know, I was thinking, when you're 13, you must have incredible parents that have given you some sort of advice to get through something like that.
Yeah, they tried. They really tried their best. I mean, I don't think it's anything, especially at that time when it was like the internet and YouTube was very much like cat videos. In fact, there wasn't this huge monstrosity that it was quite yet. They really tried their best. They really did, and they've helped me a lot throughout the years.
If you were a parent now and had a child, and that child had a passion for singing and wanted to do something like that, would you say, let's do it?
I would. Because I know for my parents, they're like not in this field at all. They're veterinarians. So it was extremely scary, I think, for them. Just for the fact that, like, it's not a traditional paying job, usually. You know, it's not something where you can count on income or anything. So that, just for that, scared them. But with the huge whirlwind that was Friday, like, I know it was scary. And if I had a kid that ever did that, I would love that they loved music. And I would love that they want to do it. And I fully support them. But it would be probably a whole different ball game for me too.
And times have changed.
Yeah, exactly. And who knows? I mean, I'm not trying to have kids anytime soon. So hopefully 10, 15 years down the line, it's changed a lot.
Dating. Are you like marriage and dating? Does that ever come up?
Have I ever been married or dated?
Well, if I didn't know if you were married or not. So like dating no. and stuff, do people know who you are and you have to say
I'm still pretty young, and I mean, of course, like, I get out there, I date, and I think when I was younger, and more so in high school, when things were a lot more kind of, like, superficial, that was a bigger issue, but now, I mean, I think after 8 years, I try to let, I really only let in people close, like, unless I trust them.
Right.
Which I think is kind of how everyone is now with social media and with having everything out there. Like, I have a few close friends, I've got a few trusted people, and I'm also, like, I'm not a very, it takes a while for me to, like, date someone, you know.
You released an EP in 2017, mm-hmm. and you have a single in 2019 that you've released so far.
Yeah.
With a video that I saw, which was really nice.
Oh, okay.
Is there an EP or a release coming in 2019?
My goal for this year, with having done the EP in the past, is really to just release and release as I'm ready, as soon as I'm ready, because I've been working on so much content for the last 8 months, really, like, diligently. And once something feels right, I think it's best to get it out consistently. And the market has changed so much, speaking of change. I love albums. I'm such a big fan of them, but they require so much time and finance and everything that right now, like, I just feel like it makes the most sense to release singles. And I also want to give the people who are listening and who have been there things timely as I can.
That's actually a perfect answer, because it seems like in today's time you have to keep things in front of people. Mm-hmm. So an album, if you're looking at doing it every 2 years, kind of stagnant, because people are so quick to move on.
Right, and the issue is that when you've made an album and spent 2 years working on it, all of a sudden, by the time you've released it, you're a completely different artist.
That's right.
So I know I've struggled with that in the past, of being like, oh my god, this is going to come out. I'm so excited for people to hear it, but also I'm sick of this song already. or within a few months you are. So I think it's more fun and more enjoyable for everyone to do something when it's fresh.
Do you prefer recording or videos? like audio recording or actually doing the video?
I think, I mean, if there was no audio, there would be no video, but it is very fun for me to put video to audio and create, like, just only build out the story a little bit more. But I think I have to say, I mean, the recording process of, like, audio is so much more tedious, so I don't love the process as much, but I do love writing songs and making music, so.
That's nice. Your videos look fun. I mean, like, you know, with fashion and cool shoes and just having fun. And I think it's really nice that you seem very down-to-earth and very good with yourself. And I think that's a huge thing to have happen to you at 21 after what you've been through.
Well, thank you. I think I've been lucky to have some people in my life that have been really, I mean, on me and have helped me with so many different things as I've grown up, because it's not easy when you're trying to build a business and, you know, create a career for yourself, but also grow up at the same time. So these last few years have been really telling as far as, you know, understanding things a little bit better and taking things into my own hands, while also it's hard when you care about something so, so much as your craft and letting other people into it. But luckily, I've found a really good group of people that I trust and help me put things into action.
So do you hand select the musicians that you play with?
Yeah. Justin Muncy is who I'm playing with tonight. He's a fantastic guitarist. And, I mean, I auditioned him like everyone else. I sat with him and I listened to his stuff, and he's phenomenal. Now, I think in the past, because I had done that before, I knew what was going on. I needed someone else to do it. Like, now I take so much pride in understanding. I don't know everything. I don't know every piece of terminology or instrument or anything, but I'm trying to learn every day because those are the kinds of people I look up to.
You know, when you say something like that, I mean, you seem so mature. I mean, people are mature at 21. But you...
I have my moment.
So do I. So does he. Somebody who's starting out, like, at 18 or something like that, you really have a huge foundation for knowing what can go wrong, what can go right. I mean, you're really ahead of the game. And with all the bad that happened, I mean, you really came out ahead.
Thanks.
And that's mostly because of your spirit and your drive. When did you know you wanted to be a singer?
Actually, I didn't know I wanted to sing until I was probably like 10 years old was when I started, when I kind of found like, oh, this is fun. I've been dancing and performing ever since I was out of the womb, essentially. I started with dancing and a bit of acting, but primarily dancing, and I joined a little patriotic performance group in my hometown when I was like 10. And it involved singing, so I started going to lessons, and I just, there's a type of expression that comes with it that I felt myself feeling more free than when I wasn't singing. So that's, I think, when I really knew, like, I want to just do that forever.
Do you get nervous when you are about to perform, or has that gone away?
Yes, especially for a first show, like, in a while. Like, last night was our first show in Seattle, and I fully had a minor breakdown, just because there's so many different elements of it. But as, like, I get into more routine, and, like, tonight I'm so much more excited than nervous, it goes away a little bit.
And Justin is seasoned. Was he nervous, do you know?
I don't know. I should ask him.
Yeah, we should ask him. That's awesome. With, you know, 8 years past, do you feel like every element has changed? You're obviously, just by virtue of years, you're more mature, so your voice has changed. You've probably changed in production, quality, songwriting. Would you say everything about what you did with the song Friday really has changed?
Yeah. I think even as I've gotten into it, like, my ethics and my morals about music have changed as well. When I was 13, I mean, the reasons why I did Friday was not to be like, not to say this is my debut as an artist quite yet. So, you know, it was a song that I had no part in writing in. I really just kind of went through the motions. I loved that I got the chance to be in a studio and to be on a music video set and all of that. Like, that was my big geek out about it, was like, oh my god, I'm getting to go up to LA for the first time and be in the studio and learn how this kind of even process works. Like, I had no idea you had to sing a song, a portion of a song, 100 times before you get to the next one, you know? So that was really what I took out of it. And ever since then, obviously, I've turned it into something that is what I do. And I take so much pride in writing my own material. I take so much pride in trying to learn every day something new or take from musicians. Like touring with Man Man, I watch all of them like hawks just to understand, like, what is that? What are you doing there? What does that weird phrase mean that I've never understood before, you know?
What do you listen to for pleasure?
Everything. Literally everything. I love Man Man. I love actually alternative and like rock and also things that are a lot more like electro, and anything that bends genres is like what gets me because it's fresh and it's new. Yeah, I'm like, all I've been listening to is Man Man on this tour so far, but it's been only a couple days. But I try to just keep up with like what is new and current and what people are doing.
It's hard to do.
It's hard. There's so much. So much.
Yeah, it is so saturated. I know with what we do, we cover all genres. I mostly do metal, but I mean, I can hop on like getmetal.org and every day there's 100.
Yeah.
You know, how do you find something that you love? It has to be so special.
It has to get you in seconds. Yeah. That's the thing I try to remember now. And it's, I know some people probably hear that and like, that's unfortunate. But at the same time, like as a listener, like it's how I'm listening now. You know, I'm on every new music playlist like you. And I'm, if something doesn't grab me within 5 seconds, like I'm on to the next song. So yeah, I don't know what like makes that every time, but there's just something that actually makes you go like, oh, that's
right.
Interesting.
Yeah. You're set tonight. 45 minutes?
30.
30, okay.
Yeah.
And how far will this tour take you? I should have looked this up. I apologize.
No, it's okay. This is just a small run right now. We're just doing a few dates, and I think there's going to be some more in the next year. But yeah, this came about, I mean, literally so crazy randomly. I was doing a show in L.A., and some of the band and the tour manager happened to be there, and we're like, this is awesome. Let's bring it on our show. So let's hope for more.
Awesome. I am very proud of you. I just met you, but I'm very proud of you. I think you're an amazing woman, and I'm looking forward to the show tonight.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Is there anything else that we've missed that you want to talk about?
I mean, hopefully if this goes up soon, everyone gets a chance to see the show, and I just put out a new song, like you said, called Anyway, so you get the chance to check it out, check out the video.
And find it. You have a YouTube channel.
YouTube.com.
You have social media presence.
Rebecca, Ms. Rebecca Black, everywhere. That's it.
Perfect. Have a great show tonight.
Thank you so much.